Why? The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
It's Greenland, like being Amish, but with more ice.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I want to talk about my obsession.
Okay.
Obsession. Calvin Klein.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a new fragrance by
Stinky McGee.
By Creepo Taco Show Hosto Guy.
Taco Show?
Oh, there's a taco show.
I want to go on the taco show.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
You ready for this, buddy?
Oh, I'm so ready. It's the week of nothing.
Well,
we got the No Sports Allowed show tomorrow. We got Netherlands and England. I'm sure I'll be possessed by the Queen at some point today.
By the way, I just want to point out that another term for land is region. So we are technically watching the Nether Regions. That's what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
The orange nether regions,
you know,
are on our screen.
Sometimes we can get... How'd they get orange?
I don't...
It's not in their flag.
No.
It's all orange all the time with the Dutch.
Let me tell you, the answer to your question is, there is a real reason. I once knew it. I don't know it now. Stupid.
Okay.
But they have a reason, and I don't remember what it is. But yes, that's a thing. I think it came about because something with their soccer team, they adopted something, or there was... I don't know, some nickname or something for someone. And they were like, hey, actually, we're orange all the time now. Yeah. And it was just that. That's what they did. You're right. It has nothing to do with their flag.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. All the news and notes you need as we go on campus at 4:48. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:34. What do you got, Bone?
Well, let's start off here. This one comes from Man's Droopy Sack, who simply says, my guys, and then poses the following question. You are hired to plan a true American vacation, in quotes, for people not from this country that want to visit the quote unquote real America. You get to pick one city, one rural town / area, one park, and one general vacation destination for them to go to. What are you choosing? I'm guessing this comes from our conversation about how people come from other countries and go, I've been to America. I went to New York, Las Vegas, and Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it. And it's like, I don't think you do, because that's nothing like what most of America is like.
Now, I guess it depends. You're asking me this question.
Well, if he's asking both of us. Sure.
If you were asking somebody from the South, they would take you to the South. I hate the South.
But that's
all right.
The South is not all of America.
But they think they are.
No, it's part of America.
Like, if you talk to somebody from Texas, they think Texas is its thing. That's the only thing you need to see is the state of Texas.
I understand. But also, like, I don't think it's good when people from the coasts are like, this is the only place that matters. Everywhere else is flyover country. None of that's good.
Cities, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to do Columbus, Ohio, because that's my adopted home.
Yeah.
And Chicago, Illinois, that is my ancestral.
Home. Which one is the city and which one is the vacation destination there? Are you calling Chicago the vacation destination?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
A lot of museums. Good stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
It's museums.
You don't get bored there.
All right.
And when you do get bored, then wild teenagers come on the street and chase you and stab you. And so it's fun for the whole family.
Wild teenagers.
They can.
My favorite band.
Anyway, so I'm taking them here. I'm showing them the sights. Real America. Go to Chicago. Park, go to Yellowstone.
Yellowstone's a good place to start. That's great.
You know, you get to see everything. You get to see the landscape of the West, topography, that too. Mountains, geysers, big hulking buffalo.
Absolutely.
They don't have that over there.
No. You're right.
What's the other ones? What else did you say?
You've got a general vacation destination. So you did Chicago. A rural town / area. You're going to need that.
Vermont.
Hey, there you go.
I love Vermont. I'll take him to an honor system cheese farm.
Okay. I like that.
You know, where it's, we just pull up to the farm and they're open for you. They got refrigerators out, cheese, and then just a bucket of money. And Kristen said, why don't people just take the bucket of money? Well, because they're honorable people.
Sure.
We're not going to take the bucket of money. We're going to take some cheese. It has a price on it. And I'm going to leave some money in the bucket. And you know what? I'm going to leave a little bit more money in the bucket.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I think that's a very good idea. That's excellent.
What else could we do? That's profoundly American.
Well, I was going to say for a rural town / area, what I would do is take them to like somewhere in Kentucky. We could go with, like, I personally like Bardstown, Kentucky. That's a small town. That's an old school Kentucky town, but that's where they make a lot of bourbon, and bourbon is iconically American. They don't make it. Bourbon is made here. If it's made anywhere else, they are trying to make what Kentucky essentially came up with. But that region of the world, if you get bourbon and they're like, made in New York City, they're like, that's great, but it's not real Kentucky bourbon. People in Asia buy real Kentucky bourbon. So I would say that's a rural area I could take someone to show you a little bit of what, you know, America has innovated, came up with.
I'll talk about food. Food was not asked here.
Okay.
But I'm going to bring up food anyway.
All right.
Quintessential American foods. First of all, I'm going to take you to a kick-ass steakhouse.
Steakhouses. All
right.
Yeah,
that kick-ass sounds right. Steakhouse. Not modern steakhouse like I want.
No, I know what you mean.
The big slab of meat. Maybe give me some fried onion straws on the side. I want traditional sides like cream spinach and a big-ass baked potato.
See, I didn't know what you meant. I thought when you said kick-ass steakhouse, you meant Guy Fieri Steakhouse.
Okay, like, whatever.
All right. We put Cheetos on it. Yeah. Crush them up, baby.
Steakhouse. Barbecue.
Okay.
And we have different regions of barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
I know this. This is America's big. Mm-hmm. We have different regions. Let's try and hit them all. Also, look, hot dogs and hamburgers, they got that over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. What I want to do is I want to take them to a proper Tex-Mex restaurant.
Okay.
Not Mexican
food. No, Tex-Mex.
That's
different. Yeah.
Tex-Mex, because it's looked down upon. That is an American creation.
Sure. Well, just like a lot of what you would call Chinese food in America.
That's right.
A lot of that's been invented here, and it's based, obviously,
I've talked about the Italian
Chinese
food
culture.
Most of the Italian food that you think about is not Italian food. It's Italian-American food.
Right. Yeah. That's
be proud of it.
If there's a lot of cheese on it, is what I've kind of learned. If it's heavy on cheese, that seems like that's something we probably at least enhanced over here.
You can have an Italian person come over. You take them to your favorite pizza place. Thin cracker crust cut into squares. And they will take one bite and said, I've never had anything like this.
Right.
Because that's just not Italian pizza.
Sure.
Same thing with the New Yorkers, even though they like to convince you that is real Italian pizza. It's not.
No, it's their favorite pizza.
That's fine. That's different. And I'm not here to crap on it. I like it too. But they're always so cocky where it's like, oh, that's not pizza. What you have isn't pizza.
Yeah, agreed.
It's all a bastardized version of it. And it's all pretty damn good if we're honest with each other.
Serious question. I don't know the answer on this. Is soft serve like an American thing that we came up with? Or are they doing that everywhere?
Well, like gelato's kind of like a soft serve. It's not coming out of the machine to order, but it's pumped out soft serve, and then it's very creamy.
Oh, you know what? From a food standpoint, you got to take them up to Wisconsin. Show them a little bit of that. By the time you get into cheese curd land, Custardville, and Butterburger Oasis.
Oh, let me tell you something about Butterburger.
These people would come in and see that and be like, I don't ever want to leave this country ever again.
I have been to Elky Land. I like to call that Wisconsin.
Oh.
9 out of 10 people, alcoholics.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Oh, they drink under the table in Wisconsin.
I'm just saying, you can go on Google and look. Drunkest towns in America.
It's all them.
And they're all in Wisconsin. They're all drunk. Now, Mike Gundy says, what's the problem? But well, more on that later.
Yeah.
The real Butterburger is not like what you have at Culver's. Culver's is good. Culver's is fine. I like it very much.
It's a gateway to the Butterburger if you've never had one.
But the real Butterburger, you go to Elkie Land, you go to Wisconsin, they're putting at least a tablespoon of butter on that burger, and it is melting down the sides. It is saturating the buns.
Yeah.
It's dripping with butter.
If you don't need a bib to eat it, it's not a real Butterburger.
They got a cardiologist in the parking lot just to help you, who's also drunk because it's Elkie Land.
And he's warning you not to go in there, but he's polite about it. He's like, oh, you know, hey, if you go in there, I might see you a little bit sooner than you think.
We're in Fargo.
No, that's Wisconsin. I feel like anywhere once you get north, like even in Chicago, you start to get that, and it just continues all the way over to North Dakota.
All right, so now we've taken the question, we've expanded upon it.
I mean, I didn't even get to answer it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, bourbon, we're taking them for the, bourbon. that's the rural. I'm going to, for the vacation destination, I'm thinking all American stuff. I'm taking the Indy 500.
That is all American.
I mean, you want to see the whole gamut.
You'll see it all.
Front to back, side to side, wide open, baby. It's something. And I would do, the city would be Columbus, of course. Yes, I'm going to bring you here.
What about the vacation? Vacation destination.
Well, that was the vacation destination. Was the Indy 500 was like kind of thing. Park is, you know, I'm taking Grand Canyon. What do you, bring it. Europe. What do you got? Compares to that. Answer is nothing.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You don't have that. You don't have a Grand Canyon. It's the biggest one. We got the biggest one. Let's go.
It's the biggest
one. Look at our giant hole. Stare at it. Stare in amazement at our giant orange hole right there.
Please get in touch with us at manandbone971 on Twitter. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093, or you can hop in the YouTube chat. Do it now. Guardians beat the Tigers last night. Jose Ramirez was walked intentionally three times, also had three hits. I always get fascinated by this stuff. You know, Major League Baseball, old.
Uh-huh.
Playing baseball for a long time. They started to count intentional walks back in 1955, okay? Mm-hmm. 1955 was the first time they actually acknowledged an intentional walk. This has never happened since 1995, that you had a player walked intentionally three times in a game and also had three hits. It happened last night.
I know you meant it, 1955. You said 95.
Oh, yeah, 55. I'm sorry. Yeah. 1955. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me.
That's all right. But I'm always fascinated by that, too. Was that the game last night? Who was it that got hit? Did you see that? Is Javi Baez playing for them?
Oh, yes. Javi Baez playing for the Tigers. And
he got plunked.
Underwood was saying, you're hitting 200. Nobody's trying to hit you.
Because he got mad when he got hit. And he's like, "Why? They're not trying to
Javi
hit you,
Baez
buddy.
Gets mad when he wakes up.
Yeah, true enough.
Report today that the Jackets wanted Todd McClellan to be their new head coach, but they could not work out a deal between him and the Kings, who are still paying him because they fired him, and of course the Jackets. So now Portsline has reported that the team has moved on. Let's let that sit for a second. Okay? Let's let it sit for a second. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. More Wild Card Wednesday fun and how the Jackets can't find themselves a coach. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident that's on southbound 71's off-ramp to eastbound 270 on the south outer belt. The right lane is blocked there, and you'll find some holdup due to an accident at the intersection of South Central Avenue and Union Avenue. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Pierre's Ice Cream Ingredients Inspection. Line up. Cream to the right, chocolate chunks left. Caramel looking smooth. Every cookie, berry, chip, and chunk earns its place in Pierre's Ice Cream. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It is Wild Card Wednesday. before we get to more wild card stuff, so when we left you, we talked about the report today that the Jackets wanted Todd McClellan to be their new head coach. They offered him a contract, offered him the job, and could not come to terms with him, the Kings, the team that fired him back in the winter, and of course themselves. They can always never come to terms with themselves.
Or their futility.
Right. Look, man, here's the thing. You have talked about going out and disrupting things and doing whatever it takes to change the culture and make this team relevant. I was going to say again, but at all.
Relevant is where that sentence needs to end.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You went out and got Don Waddell. He identified who he wanted his coach to be. I assume it's Todd McClellan if these reports are to be considered true. Don't let anything stand in your way. Now, what are we talking about here? Do we really think that Todd McClellan is holding out for some sort of, like, Dabo Swinney contract or...
No.
You know, no. What? It's probably the Kings want something in return in this deal.
Yeah.
And the Jackets are not willing to bite on that.
Well, here's what I know. If you think you've got the right coach, then everybody talks about how important the culture is and setting a tone and the organization having a top-down good culture and all that stuff. Who's going to set that? I mean, it's going to be Don Waddell, and then it's going to be your head coach, right? 1 and 1A. Isn't that, aren't those the two most important figures at quote-unquote setting the culture and getting you on the right pathway and all that stuff?
Yeah, if your owner's not going to show up.
Well, that's what
I mean. It needs to be these guys.
Yeah. So I don't understand why we're at this point. And let's try to parse where all this comes from. So Porty's the guy, Aaron Portsline's the guy who had this report, Jackets reporter. He says that sources told him that this deal isn't happening because McClellan didn't get the deal he wanted, or the Kings did not get what they wanted to release him from his contract. I don't understand how at that point, if that's happening, that means it's not the Jackets letting you know that. Why would the Jackets want it out there that they actually wanted someone other than maybe who they end up with? That's got to be.
The Jackets aren't leaking this.
Exactly. That's coming from his agent, most likely.
Yeah.
Okay. Or someone connected to it, maybe from the Kings side of things, but probably from his agent. So that tells me that the agent probably was aware this negotiation was going on, thought it was going to a degree well enough that his name got into the running with the Jackets, and now feels compelled to put it out there that this is not happening anymore, maybe as a negotiating tactic, but also maybe because this deal is officially done and not happening, and he's letting everybody know, hey, it wasn't my guy's fault. You know, it's not, well, not because of him.
The other thing, too, is, you know, we waited for the GM, and you waited for the right guy. Don Waddell was that guy for you. Great. And I keep hearing about how Don Waddell's in no rush to name a new head coach. All right. It's July 10th. I mean, at some point, you've had the draft.
Yep.
Right? You've had developmental camp. At some point, if you want to just not waste next season, which I assume you don't want to do, because if you did, you would have kept Pascal.
Right.
You knew who you wanted to hire for this job. Go the distance and finish it. You know who's beating the drum back there is Fish.
Yeah.
Because Fish thinks this is all perfect, and enter Joel Quenneville with his mustache. Look, no one respects the hockey acumen of Joel Quenneville more than me. If this were 5 years ago, I'd say that's a no-brainer. You got to go out and hire this guy because we didn't know about the situation that went on with the Blackhawks, especially after the Babcock thing last year. You cannot settle, my word, for a guy like Joel Quenneville. You're not settling because he's not a good coach. I'm sure behind the scenes he would do a lot to change the culture. You're already a laughingstock or an unknown in the NHL world.
Right.
You make a move like this right after you were embarrassed by Babcock? Get the hell out of here.
Now, honestly, like teams like Toronto can sometimes be, I don't want to say laughingstock, but they're the ones that people make the jokes about because they have such a high standard. They talk about themselves so, you know, thoughtfully and how great they are, and they never get the job done, right? That's not the Jackets. The Jackets are irrelevant to the majority of NHL fans. They have not been relevant for most of their existence. So the only thing that they ever come up with, you're right, is when, like, the Babcock situation last year. And then, yeah, getting a good player in the draft, that'll get you on the, you know, what's the coverage that we get around here? What coverage do you see of Winnipeg's pick? You know, what coverage do you see of Anaheim's pick? You're not, unless you're a diehard hockey fan, that's not coming across your radar. The average sports fan in America is not paying attention to the Blue Jackets. They don't know about this team. So you're right. You'd almost have to be more well-known when it comes to doing stuff on the ice before you can be a laughing stock.
You'd be well-known for this. You identify a guy. The reports are that you can't come to terms with him. So then you move on and panic hire somebody else. And you get the reputation that you were just flailing wildly.
Yeah.
Looking for anything.
I hope that this is just negotiating through the media and that eventually this gets sorted out and the Jackets get who they want. But it's kind of frustrating that we're even at this point.
Right.
If this was all going smoothly, what we would have had is a press conference. Didn't they even say
it's July 10th?
No, but wasn't the news last week that early this week we should have?
It was Monday. We talked about it on Monday.
Yeah, early this week. Well, it is now Wednesday afternoon at 3:30.
Well, that's because the news was out that they identified who they wanted. They offered them a deal.
They were going to do it,
and that fell apart in 48 hours. Look, you got to finish it. You got to finish it. I'm not saying that Todd McClellan's the only man that can coach this team. But if you're saying it,
right,
if your hockey guys who were hired to make this decision, they're saying, this is our guy. We've talked to everybody. Then make it happen. Within reason, what if the Kings ask for Boone Jenner?
Give it to him.
No, I'm not saying
Let's go.
But they're not.
They're not. They're not
asking. By the way, I hope they ask for Elvis. Take him. Please. No,
the Jackets have been sliding Elvis across the table at any negotiation.
They just passed back?
Yeah. They're even like, hey, is the 3-for-10 deal still going on here at Chili's? They're like, no, it's not. They're like, what if we give you Elvis Merzlikens?
I'm sorry.
Would you take it now?
Still not going
okay.
on.
No? All right.
All right. Wild Card Wednesday.
Probably is going on for whatever it's worth. This one.
No, the deal is.
Oh, yeah.
They're not taking Elvis is what I mean. Yeah. That's not going on.
Two quick things from the YouTube chat, which, of course, find us on YouTube. Just search 971 The Van. Jump in the chat. This one is a Wild Card Wednesday question, which was from Bruce Almighty, 14. Why does man say sandwich instead of sandwich? Is it a Chicago thing?
I alternate. Yeah, kind of, I guess. I don't know if it's a Chicago thing or if it's just a dumb Mike Rigardotti thing.
Well, when you do your Dave Wonstedt is from Pittsburgh, and you do the sandwich thing with him.
Sandwich.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where that. I have no idea where you got that from. It's funny.
I've always done
it.
Nobody else says sandwich?
I mean, I've never said it until I met you.
Nice. Sazichi. Sandwich. Yes.
And then the other quick one was the Dutch. We found out why they wear orange. I was wrong. I thought it had to do with their soccer team for some reason. Smegalodon or S Megmalodon? I don't know. Anyway, this person on our YouTube chat says the color orange comes from the family name of the Dutch royal house, which is the House of Orange Nassau.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know any of that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Let him live.
Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy is drunk right now. We'll talk about it coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You'll find slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue, and expect a 10-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on northbound South Hamilton Road over I-70. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
question.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, maybe you've been doing something recently and you look down and you notice that you're not as al dente as you used to be down there. That's okay. That happens with age. And there's a name for it. It's called ED, erectile dysfunction. And I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health because they have treatments that work when the pills or herbals fail. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Five locations to serve you, two of them here in Columbus, Hilliard and Westerville. They also have Cincinnati, Louisville, Dayton. They have one in Kentucky now. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit's only $99. Includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a T and PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. I'm the one who comes in and tests the dose.
You test it?
I'm the erection tester. Yes, that is my official name. I will come in with a white lab coat with nothing on underneath.
I would have thought testy tester would have been better, but to each their own.
Fine. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Promo code PEEPEE, no worky.
By the way, Wild Card Wednesday from Charles. Charles in the chat is what we're going to call him. He said, what do you think of Rack's roast beef? Is it better than Arby's, and would Jason Stark approve?
I haven't had Rack's in forever. I'd have to do a comparison taste test.
The last time I had it, it was very similar to Arby's. I'm not going to tell you that it isn't. I'm going to tell you it's some like, it's not like prime rib, where if someone's slicing prime rib for you and you're like, wow, I don't even, man, this is totally different. It's very similar to Rack's and Arby's. They're both similar. Now, Rack's has, and I know they have a few locations left around the city or around the outer limits of the city, the Central Ohio area. They do have the, was it the big bacon cheddar? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just roast beef, cheddar sauce, and strips of bacon on like a hoagie roll. Sorry. Arby's has nothing on that.
You can have them make that for you.
They have all the necessary ingredients at Arby's. I'm just telling you that you don't have to say anything if you go to a Rack's. They have it, and you can just, let me tell you can get that, and then you can get Peepee Worky.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can get.
Big 12 media days are going on. I don't know why, but they are.
Well, I mean, because it's that time of year. Everybody's starting their...
Is it already that time of year? I guess it is.
Oh, it'll be in a week or two. I'm sure the Big Ten's probably at the end of July.
Anyway, so their big star running back, Ollie Gordon II, was arrested back on June 30th in Tulsa on suspicion of DUI.
Oklahoma State's star
running back. What did I say?
Well, I think you just said their star running back. About
Oklahoma
the Big 12.
State. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes. Mike Gundy is the head coach of Oklahoma State. He was talking about Ollie Gordon II and how he was not going to miss any game time for the incident. And here is Mike Gundy's rationale for that.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08 and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked it up. And it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light.
Mm-hmm. Now that when these coaches, when they sit down and all of a sudden they don't become a football, because when they don't win enough games, then they're not a football coach.
No,
they're a leader of men.
Life coach now.
They're a life coach. They're a guidance counselor. They're a leader of men. They're here to teach.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that to me sounds like a hell of a life coach right there. I got to tell you, I've done that 1,000 times. First of all, blowing a 0.1 is not two beers. Unless you're a 75-pound anorexic woman. All right, I'm sorry. He also had open containers of liquor in the car with him.
Well, that's the point that I would probably maybe have thought about if I was going to make the comments that he is.
Don't
is that,
make the comment,
well, that,
you
I'm
idiot.
Saying that's such a stupid thing to say when even his rationale is like, what is that? 2, 3, 4 beers? It's like, hold on a second, dude. Because 2 beers and 4. If I told you, Mike, I went to lunch, I was out for an hour and a half, and I had a beer. And then I said, oh, actually, I had a little bit of a second beer, like just a little half of, you know, that wouldn't be much, right?
No.
But if I said I went to lunch for an hour and a half and came back and had 4 beers, you would say, what is wrong with you? 2 beers to 4 beers? Very different discussion point there. So
not to Mike Gundy.
Well,
I've done that 1,000 times.
And then not acknowledging that that's not the only incriminating evidence here. It's also the fact the guy had open containers of liquor. And I know what they mean. They mean they are not sealed. They could have been open, drank somewhere else by someone else, and then left in the back of his car as he's traveling home. But the point that the guy got pulled over, had an OVI, had open containers of alcohol in his car, that is all not great circumstantial evidence around this case. And again, I don't think anyone is saying, throw this guy in jail for life, are we? Is anybody out there in the streets saying Ollie Gordon II, whatever he is, should go to jail? No, or go to jail permanently or whatever. They are saying, hey, football man, life coach guy, why didn't you sit him down for football reasons based off of this for more than a game? He also said in this interview, yeah, you know what? Probably his only punishment's going to be, if anything, I'm going to run him 50 times in the first game just so he can, you know, really.
What? Yeah, he learned his lesson.
I'll give him CTE. That'll show him. Like, what? 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 What kind of punishment is that? One, if he runs 50 times a game against your first opponent, he may have 400 yards. I don't know who you're playing in your first game, but if it's like a scrappy nothing team, you may end up with him setting a record. Also, if it's a good team, he may end up with a head injury that causes him to drink more, honestly. So I don't. What is going on with Oklahoma State? What is Mike Gundy? Why is he still there?
Stupid football coach.
Well, he's stupid.
You know, at least the boring football coaches, they'll say, hey, that's in-house. We're going to talk about it in-house. It's not for public knowledge. Right? Then you can give the, hey, you got away with it, Ollie. I've done that 1,000 times, but don't you do it. You can give that stupid speech behind closed doors. The fact that you actually sat down, we always talk about common sense in the world, right? Mm-hmm. It's not the fact that you tested positive for weed at the combine. It's the fact that you knew you were going to be tested at the combine and you still tested positive.
Right.
It's not the weed. It's the choice. It's the stupidity. Nobody showed up at Mike Gundy's house and woke him up in the middle of the night and said, what do you think about this? He is sitting there at Big 12 Media Days with a microphone in front of his face. He knows he's going to be asked this question, and this is the answer.
I believe, if I'm not wrong, that he did Ollie Gordon go with him to Big 12 Media Days?
Yes, he was there.
He brought him there to answer questions about it, and because he's like the reigning player of the year in the conference.
They invite the best players on the team to go to media. Why not?
So, of course, they know he's going to be asked. The guy's there. It's your best player.
Stupid. You're stupid.
I just want to point out one other thing about Mike Gundy that is irrelevant to anything else we've been talking about. But I was looking up his bio today, and I saw that, one, he's been coaching at Oklahoma State since 2005.
Oh, he's been there a long time.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I got married to my wife, first wife. She's still my only wife, but just say, no, I got married in 2005. Next year will be our 20th anniversary. So this is how long Mike Gundy's been there, folks. But also,
you're going to be her first husband. But you're not getting somebody else to marry you, buddy.
It's fair enough. But here's the other thing I noticed about Mike Gundy, his place of birth. Could you get more like Mike Gundy than this? He was born in Midwest City, Oklahoma.
Of course he was.
Like, not just he was born in the Midwest. He's like, I'm so Midwest. I was born in Midwest City, Midwest, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Of course he was.
Now, if you'll excuse me, as a toddler, I'm drinking and driving.
A very important dead celebrity ghost will join us.
Who could that be?
Coming up next. Well, we have a lot of them.
Oh, well, sure enough.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You'll find slow moving traffic on eastbound 270 on the south outer belt between 71 and 23, and another slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. This summer, explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition at COSI, featuring hundreds of authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Open for a limited time at COSI through Labor Day. Book your voyage now at COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Yep. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Please do tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Or if you hate Twitter / X, and I don't blame you, you can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. You can also jump in the YouTube chat. If you're in there right now, you know exactly what is coming shortly.
I wish people could see. If you're in the chat, you know what's happening. It's such a weird thing to be sitting next to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So bizarre.
We have a big, they go to halftime?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big soccer game in the Euros today. I certainly hope I'm not possessed by anyone.
Hello, T-Bone.
Hello, Queen. How are you?
I'm so happy to be with you.
Yeah.
I saw that a 16-year-old helped Spain defeat the evil French yesterday.
Lamine Yamal.
Yes, as Sergei Fedorov likes to say, when you need a job done, call a 16-year-old.
That's unfortunate that he says that. It's a real unfortunate thing.
It's too bad for the French, though, T-Bone. Now they can solely focus on screwing up the Olympics for everybody. I'm very excited to see what type of bacterial meningitis will come from that body of water they call a river.
I was going to ask you, Queen, how does the Thames, the River Thames,
oh, it's wonderful,
compare to the
Absolutely.
River Seine?
I would urinate and drink in it all the time.
Why both at the same
sterile.
Time?
Pee is sterile.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yes. The Duke would enjoy a glass of my urine once in a while to cure his colitis.
That sounds like an awful way to cure colitis. You didn't have medicine there?
No.
Okay.
The fine English lads are playing the Dutch today, T-Bone, which begs the question, what do the Dutch do every time they win a big football game?
I don't know.
Turn off the game console and go to sleep.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. You know what? I would say something as an American soccer fan, but they smoked us the last time we played them, so I've got nothing there, Queen.
You've
sorry.
Got nothing to say. I don't know if my American fans understand this about the Dutch, but among the Europeans, the Dutch are known as very cheap people.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
T-Bone, do you know how copper wire was invented?
No.
Two Dutchmen saw a penny on the floor at the same time.
That's,
get it? Because they pulled that
and stretched it out.
Pain. Yes.
I didn't know you're such a science buff there,
yes.
Queen. That's great.
How do you wake up a passed out Dutchman?
I don't know.
Hold a few coins under his nose. He'll come right to.
Is that right? Okay.
Oh, yes.
I have no idea about the Dutch.
All I'm saying is, when this game is finished today, the English lads will reign supreme, and the Dutch will have to hightail it back to their windmills and tulip farms. But don't feel bad. You'll always have speed skating. What a thrilling thing that is to watch. Go smoke some more ganj and convince yourself you're still relevant. Bye-bye!
I just want to say, I think the Queen's smack talk fell off a little bit there. She was like, yes, enjoy your tulips and windmills and marijuana and wait a second, this all sounds actually not such a bad country. Why is that such an awful place to go?
Take this wig off, hold on, stand by.
No one has to know. You could just be a professional and take the wig off.
I'm sweating.
Okay, what was the other thing you said?
Suffer for my soup.
Tulips and windmills sound great. I want to go to a... Why don't we have more tulips and windmills? I'm not talking about the new ones that are knocking the birds out of the sky.
Tulips are nice for like 5 days.
What do you mean they're nice?
Then they're gone.
They're beautiful.
They are beautiful, and then they don't last long. They're gone.
Well, here they don't, because I don't know if you've noticed, we've lost spring around here. It was like, hey, would you like winter? Good, we've got that till April. And then as soon as we hit like April 5th, it's like,
called the Midwest.
Welcome to summer! And we're just in 90-degree heat the rest of the way. Maybe over in Holland, they've got all kinds of tulips popping up all the time.
How many names you need, too?
No
Netherlands,
kidding.
Holland, the Dutch.
Yeah.
How many languages they speak there, too? It's German.
Oh.
It's Dutch.
They've
it's
got, yeah, like a version
some
of
variety
German.
Of both.
Well, then they're very close to all the Scandinavian countries as well, right?
I know, yeah.
Or is that Denmark? I may be getting my countries confused. Sorry to the Netherlands that I always confuse you with Denmark. My bad.
I didn't realize they were a very cheap people.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, that's the rub on them with
really?
Other Europeans.
Well.
And that they think very highly of themselves.
By the way,
have big egos.
Can I ask, what's wrong with being cheap? Why are we always so anti-cheap? What's wrong with that?
Why are we so anti-cheap?
Yeah, what's wrong with it? I'm not saying like screwing people out of stuff, but if you're like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna enjoy saving my money. I'm going to try to...
I know what you're saying, but what you've done is every time somebody sees you walk into like the Applebee's now, they're going to be like, man, I got to wait on Bone's table. He's going to give me the smallest tip in the history of the world.
No, I don't do that. I give nice tips. I'm just saying...
You know who thinks that?
What do you mean who thinks that?
Cheap people.
Yes, but you're
like
not...
Like my father thinks he gives nice tips. He doesn't.
No, I do.
That's what cheap people say.
Okay, then do you think you give nice tips? You think you give horrible tips?
I have horrible tips.
Oh, you give horrible tips. All right, well, there you go. Here
horrible
comes a
tips.
Horrible tipper. Common man walking into the restaurant. You can't win this one, can you? No, you can't.
No, I can't. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Oh, crap. Here
good
you
job.
Go.
Way to go, Queen.
Queen's gone.
Sorry. Sorry.
You
way
try
to go.
Taking the wig on and off and see if that affects your brain. Lucky I'm still here. I got to piss like a racehorse, too. My God.
Why didn't you take care of that in the last break?
Because I had to get my wig.
Just put that on and then go.
Oh, yeah.
Go in and then scare someone half to death when you walk out of the bathroom like,
is it? Could it be scarier than just walking in and seeing Adam King grooming himself?
Fair enough. I just want to point out that our gal, Angela, from Angela's Cakes, who tweets us often and we appreciate her, she tweeted us a photo. And the photo is of the Damons in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, God bless you, Angela.
She said, we just finished enjoying some awesome Damons, and we're thinking of you guys the whole time.
Did you pinch the loaf?
Well,
did you get the onion loaf?
Someone asked, Mark said, did you get the onion loaf? Replied to her tweet. She said, absolutely, and then put a drooling emoji after that. So again, more and more of our audience is going to Myrtle Beach, I'm going to say solely for the Damons.
You know,
and
who
then
else
everything
is in
else
Beach?
Is secondary.
Right now, maybe she saw my parents.
Who?
Your
parents are
they're in Myrtle Beach right now because that's what my parents do. They go to Myrtle Beach all the time. Then they come home and complain about Myrtle Beach because they're stupid.
Are they the type of people that are like, we found a vacation spot and now we will never go anywhere else?
Yes. And they went with my sister and her kids.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be great. They're all sharing like a 2-bedroom condo.
I'm sure there's
somebody's going to come home in a body bag.
Hopefully. Are you sure you don't want to go?
I would rather amputate my own toes without anesthesia.
Bite them off.
Yes.
Just bite them right off.
A huge sports scandal is emerging. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And watch out for an accident causing some holdup on South Central Avenue at Union Avenue. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back to school. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are just 50 cents each at Staples. Plus, save even more with the Easy Reward program. In-store only, offer ends 8/24, limit 20. Save big on back to school at Staples.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Please subscribe to the dumb podcast for this dumb show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, pop in the YouTube chat. Go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan. Click on the live stream. The chat will come up. And in the chat right now is F-Bomb Jen.
She's talking.
Upstairs, Max. And oh, upstairs, Lulu, also in the chat. So the chat is full of estrogen.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
There you go. The mother of all bars posted in the YouTube chat. We do have some tweets to get to as well. We'll get those at manandbone971 for Wild Card Wednesday. But the mother of all bars asked me, but I'll put it to all of us, what are your favorite donuts in Columbus? And you know me, I have two spots that I love. Number one is, of course, and always will be, the Jolly Pirate donuts. Those are grew up on those, still a favorite. But just similar to those, because they do a lot of good cake donuts, which I'm a fan of the cake donuts. Buckeye Donuts, of course, right there, right on campus. Legendary spot. Can't miss with either of those places. Those are my go-tos.
Are we including Bill's Donuts into this mix?
Well, they said in Columbus.
Okay,
I thought.
All right, fine.
Now, if we're expanding it, yeah, Bill's would be in the list, too, because Bill's Donuts out in Dayton is incredible.
Delicious, Bill's, what you just said, Jolly Pirate. First of all, I'm not going to turn down any donut.
I know.
All donuts are good, but I love a good sour cream cake donut, the one that melts right in your mouth. Love it. But to me, a hot Krispy Kreme, original glazed, right off the line, there's nothing better. There could be something as good. I don't know.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, if you ask me right now, lots of good hot lovin'. Or.
Why are these only comparisons
hot Krispy Kremes right off the line? Because I'm trying to think of things I enjoy.
All right. Okay.
All right. I think I may go with the Krispy Kreme right off the line.
Let me give you a few other options and see what you say. I'm going to say 7,433 right now, cash on the table, or every day for a week, I bring you a dozen donuts whenever you want.
Well, I mean, I could just go buy the dozen donuts with the 7,000.
You could, but you won't let me deliver. If you say right now, in the middle of the show,
I'll take the $7,000.
Okay. I made the money too much. I was trying to think of a number that would make you think. $700.
No, bring me the donuts.
Okay. I knew there was a number that's insane that you would be like, yeah, I don't need it. I'll take the donuts.
I have a sneaking suspicion that the Bode Man has never even had a Krispy Kreme donut. Am I right?
Bodie, you've had a Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah, definitely had them multiple times.
Okay. All right. Now, here's a good question, Bodie. Have you ever sought it out yourself, or have you just only had them when people have brought them to you? Like at a pier or somewhere else where they've served them.
Yeah, I would say most of the time I've had it is when we would be on like a family vacation. So we'd go get them, you know, in the morning, right, couple days a week or whatever.
Okay, there you go. Now, the other one I was going to ask you, Mike, for you can have free Krispy Kreme for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the place is right next door. You can walk to it.
And they always have what I want?
They always have what you want. Okay. They're never closed. You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're like, I want hot and fresh donuts. Oh, the sign is on, and you walk next door and they just bring it to you. You're good.
Okay.
Or you get to have the full conversation. No question is off limits. You can talk to him as long as you want. You and Ozzie Guillen get to just kind of hang out and become buddies. And for a year, you just have this budding relationship where anytime you want, you could talk to him. Sox lose a horrible game in the ninth inning by making the dumbest base running ever.
And he responds to me.
He responds. He talks to you. He's like,
yeah. He confides in me.
He calls you up and is like, did you see this bleep? And then you're like, yeah, I saw it. And then you just go on for 20 minutes about that.
As fun as that would be, give me the donuts.
And I know that you love him.
I do love him.
You love him.
As fun as that would be fun. I'd love to do that. But give me the donuts.
That's amazing.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. We got a cheating scandal. Potentially a cheating scandal. So we had the Nathan's hot dog eating contest on 4th of July, and it was such a tragedy that Joey Chestnut was not involved. As a matter of fact, at my 4th of July picnic, we all wore black armbands just in protest. We were in mourning. My mom actually had a veil.
Yeah.
A black veil that she wore.
That's right. We didn't even have any fireworks at our up in Marysville. They just threw hot dogs in the air and said, in honor of Joey Chestnut.
What is the world coming to when a capitalist company says you can't eat any more hot dogs because you endorsed another capitalist company?
That's actually the most American thing in the world.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Anyway, Miki Sudo won for the women's division.
Okay.
For the Nathan's hot dog. Follow me.
What's
here.
Her name? Miki Sudo?
Miki.
Miki.
M-I-K-I. I assume that's Miki?
Okay.
Miki Sudo. Her husband, his name is Nick, okay?
Okay.
People are saying that he helped her cheat during the hot dog eating competition.
Oh.
During the thrilling July 4th hot dog eating contest, two insiders claim that he used some sneaky sleight of hand tricks to boost his hot dog count and sneak into the ranks of the sport's top contenders.
How does one...
No, you know what? I'm sorry. Here, let me go back to this.
All right, let's start over.
So I guess this guy was also in the competition.
Okay, so they're married, both
they're
competing.
They're married. I mean, they share this similar interest. You know, they actually said they met online. So what are your hobbies? I like to shove food in my mouth at an enormous rate. Well, me too.
I just want to say, people have met over Stranger Things, but that is weird. I agree with you. That's weird.
Imagine what their lovemaking sounds like.
Dip the butt in water.
That's probably their foreplay. It's like, oh, you're getting me so hot. I want to squeeze you and put you in a cup of water. It's like, ew, gross. Why?
Honey, maybe you should start swallowing.
I wish there were seven of you and I could douse you in water and shove you down my throat.
So anyway, I guess this guy was in it too. And they're saying the only reason he got in was because he was cheating, boosting his hot dog totals. I guess he had an impressive 46.75 hot dogs.
0.75.
Oh my God. 46 and three quarters.
Couldn't finish that last quarter of a dog, huh?
Yeah, securing a fourth place finish, but that figure later jumped to 51 and three quarters on the official Major League Eating results website, allegedly giving this dude credit for five extra hot dogs that he was allegedly never served. One source told the New York Post 100% he cheated.
So how did he do this?
Well, do you want me to keep reading this story?
Well, no, I just... Well,
they're going into much detail. All right. Each contestant's plate starts with five hot dogs.
Okay.
So every empty plate equals five hot dogs devoured. The judges use these stacks to determine the final scores.
Okay.
Any debris left uneaten on the top of the plate, bits of bun or stray chunks of beef, is subject to the judge's call.
I'm going to see them at Ace of Cups on Thursday. Stray chunks of beef.
Is subject to the judge's call and might be deducted from the total. I love how, like, you know, sometimes the judges need to talk to confer.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Phil, you think this chunk of beef is big enough?
You know, that's 0.25 hot dogs. Take it off his total. Yeah.
Now, according to the sources who spoke with the New York Post, this dude stole plates from another competitor's stack and added them to his own place setting, which allegedly inflated his score to over 50 hot dogs.
Okay, so that's how he... Because I was wondering if he's just sliding dogs somewhere where he's like, now you see it, now you don't. Like, he's actually a magician and knows how to do illusions to get rid of the dogs. If he's just, as he's eating, just shoving stuff in his mouth, he grabs a plate and is like, oh, I don't know how that got over there. Whoopsie. That would clearly be cheating. That makes total sense.
So anyway... his wife won the thing. He came in fourth, even though people accuse him of cheating. Can you imagine what the toilet was like in that household?
Oh, my God.
Or hotel, wherever the hell they were staying.
Dude, the amount of times where, like, a long road trip has occurred. And then, like, for us, I have a family of five. And we get to a hotel, and everyone's like, when we get to the hotel, I got it. You know, I am saying that's bad enough. I cannot imagine two competitive eaters get back to their hotel and then say, well, who goes first? It's like, no, you, so, well, someone's gonna, you both need to go down to the lobby for that, don't you? You can't leave those in the hotel bathroom, in your room. No,
well,
you
got two. They're both of them.
That's what I'm saying. They both need to go down to the lobby. That's the move, by the way. So you're not horrible to your family if you have a family,
yeah,
and you're
just
traveling.
Just terrify the people in the lobby.
No, you go. They have a public bathroom down there.
I know, but I mean,
go
like
down
people.
There.
Like, oh, honey, let's go freshen up before we check in. This looks like a lovely place. Anyway,
This was a mistake.
Oh my God!
Why do I do this to myself?
I've got a frankfurter coming out of my hole.
This hurts bad, but I love America, so I'll do it next year.
What? I think we checked into the wrong hotel, honey. We need to leave. This guy is a patriotic pooper in here. We got to get out of here.
This is not
my country. Is a thing.
I didn't have any corn in this contest. It was all dog. Where is this coming from?
All dog.
All dog in this one, baby.
All right.
Got that dog in him. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
I think it'd be probably.
Oh, I think it's going to be
solid, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a garden hose. Wild card Wednesday.
This one comes from Hubert, who says, my guys, Bravo approaches you for a new series, The Real Sports Radio Husbands of Columbus.
Mm.
Who are the most interesting sports husbands from the station to join Man and Bone on the cast, and what shenanigans would they be getting up to on the show? So this is basically...
First of all, would you just want to see me nap on the couch? Because that's what I do during my time away from the radio station. Like, I'm the least interesting person ever.
Would my, like, if we're mimicking our own actual time, would it just be like everyone else is at their houses and I'm still driving my car to Marysville while everyone else is like enjoying
meanwhile,
dinner?
It's just meanwhile.
Like, meanwhile, Bone is like in traffic.
Oh, he stopped at Taco Bell.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would be like Bobby, probably.
Well, Bobby would get us the rating, right? Because, I mean, one, Bobby's a handsome mank. He's kept himself in very good shape. And he's a former NFL player, former Buckeye. So he's going to, you know, pull people in who just, you can put that in all the search terms and people will be like, oh, Buckeye, Dallas Cowboys, Patriots. You
I
know,
mean, Tyvus is always bebopping and scatting.
Well, Tyvus is just an interesting
right,
guy.
He's going everywhere. He's, you know, going up to Cleveland, doing stuff there. He's working for the NIL collective. He's doing it all.
Yeah, that would also be the thing is, all the cameras would be at his house, and he also would just not be there because he's either here or up in Cleveland.
Well, the cameras
in
follow him around.
I know, but I'm just saying that he would be running around quite a bit, just like I am. Who else? You know, I think Beamer with the dog and the baby, there'd be a lot of people love a cute dog and a cute baby, so he could pull in some ratings points there with that. That's great.
Yeah, he's a very abusive husband, too. He's no, very abusive.
No, he's... What are you talking about?
Actually, I've heard things.
Meredith, his wife, would actually be the one. You could just stare at how awesome her math skills are, because she is like a math teacher. She would tell you all the different stats and things you need to know, and Beam's just like, uh-huh. Anyway, and then the dog's like licking Beamer, and then it's just his leg licking Beamer.
Oh, okay.
Just licking his leg.
Licking
That's what
Beamer.
Dogs do. Dog licks my leg all the time.
I got it.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Muggsy's Leaper.
Mm-hmm.
Your weird family.
How much college football is too much? We'll discuss coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident that's causing some holdup on Hilliard Rome Road at Fisher Road. And we have another accident on the left shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and Hamilton Road, causing a 5-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Audible. Why not escape the traffic with Audible? Immerse yourself in new worlds, stories, and ideas with an incredible selection of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. There's more to imagine when you listen. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole on 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Wild Card Wednesday. Don't forget, tomorrow, no sports allowed. 3 hours, no sports. We promise, if we break our promise, Teddy will electrocute our genitals. And now T-Bone's going to sell you something.
I am.
Oh, no, you're going to do the, soccer read. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Because Major League Soccer.
You're going to sell people soccer.
Hey, man, the best of rivals, the best of two leagues meet again this summer. MLS and Liga MX face off in the 2024 MLS All-Star Game. It all starts Sunday, July 21st. After a weekend of soccer celebrations, the All-Star Skills Challenge presented by AT&T will come to Lower.com Field on Tuesday, July 23rd with all the MLS All-Stars and Liga MX All-Stars as they show off their skills. Two teams match up once more for the 2024 MLS All-Star Game presented by Target on Wednesday, July 24th. For more info on tickets and events, go to MLSsoccer.com/All-Star.
I love how this stuff sort of plays itself out. I mean, you could just, it's so obvious to anyone. You don't have to be an insider. So the report today from Aaron Portsline, who covers the Jackets for The Athletic, was that the Jackets offered Todd McClellan their head coaching job.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now out of the running because they could not come to terms on a contract between him, the Kings, the team that is still paying him, and the Jackets. And, you know, they're saying how the Jackets didn't want to pay the price necessary to get him, whether that was monetarily, whether that was handing the Kings something in return, whatever. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Brian Hedger, or as I like to call him, Blue Jackets ass clown.
Okay.
Who covers the Jackets for the Dispatch. He is coming out with his own report saying, no, it wasn't a money thing. I mean, they would have paid anything. They had a philosophical difference. See, the Jackets thought their rebuild was a shorter timeline than Todd McClellan. So they didn't want to go into a deal with a coach who thinks it needs to be a longer rebuild when clearly the Jackets are ready to pounce.
Well,
and
here's,
contend.
Here's the tweet from Hedger. He said, source I spoke with also had a very interesting comment on the McClellan situation, essentially saying that Todd has a keen sense of just how far off the CBJ really are from getting back to the playoffs and competing, and the Jackets don't necessarily agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah,
that's certainly not you talking to the Jackets saying,
right,
this guy, he thinks this is going to be a long rebuild. But internally, here, we think it's going to be much shorter. We're
now
ready to go.
Far be it for me to tell a journalist how to journalist, but maybe it would be easier to believe that story coming from someone who's not Brian Hedger. Because Brian Hedger has spent the majority of the last year fighting Jackets fans on Twitter and telling them how dumb they are for thinking this team sucked and that Pascal Vincent was over his head and that this organization is trash. When the Jackets fans, who've been living this for years, are like, hey man, we're seeing what we're seeing. You can't blame us as fans for feeling that way. He does. He argues with them constantly. If someone who is wildly skeptical of the Jackets at all times said, hey guys, I usually don't find this stuff at all to be true, but I was just told by somebody who is not affiliated with the Jackets at all that they had this interview and this is how it went and this is why Todd McClellan's out, I'd be much more willing to believe that from someone who is an actual journalist who doesn't just carry the water for this local hockey team. But Hedger telling you that sounds like he's doing PR for the Jackets. That's what he does pretty much every time he writes about them.
So, by the way, let's say it's the case. Let's say Todd McClellan says, I don't know, guys, I think it's going to be a longer rebuild than you think. Then doesn't Don Waddell and John Davidson, I guess, because he's still around as a senior advisor, say, well, I guess that's a good problem to have then, isn't it?
No kidding.
You know, then I guess we'll be more successful than you think. So come on down. Todd McClellan has apparently decided, I'd rather have no job because there's no open jobs. I mean, this is it.
No. This is the Jackets, Mike, telling Todd McClellan,
I see.
We don't need a hating ass hater like you around here. We know these. Again, if the Jackets ever could get someone who ran the team to come out in front of the media and say, guys, it's going to be a few years before we are back in the playoffs. We have to rebuild this roster. We are not good. What they do every time is go, guys, I know you just watched a dumpster fire, but you know what I saw?
We're closer than
I
you
saw
think.
Building blocks being formed in that fire. I did. This team is going to compete. We're going to compete sooner than you think. How many times have they said that to us? So if this was a line coming, like if Aaron Portsline was like, guys, I talked to no one from the Jaguars today. Someone outside of here said this. Then I would have more reason to believe that this may be what happened. But the Jackets storyline is served because they always want this storyline that they are this close to competing. They're right there. Please don't sell your tickets. Please don't not renew your tickets. Please come to our games. And that's all they care about is making sure you believe that they're really close so you'll buy tickets, not actually rebuilding the thing so they don't have to do PR to get you to come there. They just are good and everybody can't stay away.
I'm done talking about them.
Good. Yeah, we
and,
should
and if you
be.
Hire a head coach tomorrow, we're not talking about it.
No, you know what?
It's sports Wednesday or Thursday.
We would talk about a serious team, but it's July 10th and you still don't have an NHL. You don't have a head coach at this point. It's a joke.
Wild Card Wednesday.
Sorry, I almost passed out from getting so mad about that. Give me a second. This one is from Tony. This was kind of a yesterday thing, but I thought I'd bring it up. He said, in case you don't know, Burger King now offers a fry and onion ring option. You get halvesies of each.
Yeah, we knew that.
I do know about that, but I want to bring it up again. Everybody should have onion rings, and everybody should have a halvesies option. That's great. I love that. This one comes from Meat Sweats, who says, my triple Fs, which stands for fast food fatties.
Nice.
I like it. What fast food craving hits you the hardest? Taco Bell's my favorite fast food spot, but nothing hits harder than craving White Castle.
Oh, that's a good one. I go to McDonald's probably more than any other place, but if we're talking just crave.
Yeah, where it's like once you have it, you cannot get it out of your system.
It's the Bell or it's White Castle.
Interesting.
Yeah, those are my two most craveable places.
Man, I'm trying to, I go to Taco Bell a lot. So for me, that's not one that hits that hard. Probably for me, it's going to be like when I want a certain type of pizza. Like if I'm craving like you could put in front of me a thicker crust, traditional type crust pizza. But if I'm craving like a cracker thin from a certain place, there's no way, like I will eat the other pizza. I will enjoy it. But then I will say, all right. And then as soon as possible, we have to, like next time we're getting pizza, I have to go to this other place. Like I will not be satisfied by the pizza in front of me if I am craving like another type of pizza.
More Wild Card Wednesday. And Fat Boy Food Tip coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's some slow-moving traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. And you'll also run into a slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
If you are a contractor, if you are a builder, if you're an apartment manager, listen to me. You've all been using the same old cabinet vendors for too long. I want to introduce you to Choice Cabinet. They are new to Central Ohio, and that means they want your business. And that means they will do whatever it takes to get your business, including knocking off your competition.
Is that right?
Physically. They will murder them for you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No. They are family-owned and operated by the Laurinaitises. Yes, cousins to that guy. Kitchens, closets, pantries, laundry rooms. If you put cabinets in it, mud rooms, they have it at Choice Cabinet. Call them. 216-378-9313. ChoiceCabinet.com. You know what you do when you call them up?
What do you do?
You say, "Common man told me to call you."
Oh.
And they'll give you the special rate.
Is that right?
Oh, more money.
More money?
They charge you more.
Oh, that's... Maybe don't do that.
Fat Boy Food, yeah!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, Bone, what do you got?
So my buddy Justin, he is a he's a guy who's got one of those families that travels every year to the same remote lake where there's cabins. The family's been going for 50, 60 years.
All right.
The dads went. Now he's taking his kids and all that, right? This place where they go is up in Canada. So he drives up through Buffalo, heads up to Canada, right? Well, he has taken pictures and sent me back a full report from Canadian McDonald's. Now, we have Canadian listeners. Emma Watson's bottom half. Twitter
we have
user.
Many listeners. We can see the metrics. We have, yeah. We're big in Canada.
Huge in Canada. But I just want to say, so if you're a Canadian listener, you already know this. But for those of us who are not, he is doing God's work. Because he gave me the full report. One, he sent me a picture. Mike, I want you to confirm.
Mm.
That is Canadian McDonald's poutine.
That's McDonald's poutine.
It's McPoutine.
God bless.
Yeah. So he had that. He also said, "I can confirm that we are getting royally hosed in the U.S. as far as our menu offerings." Here is what he said they have at Canadian McDonald's, some of which we knew, but I don't think we knew all of this. They have the crispy chicken wrap, you know, that a lot of people have wanted.
Wrap.
They have it. They have a spicy jalapeno McChicken. Why do
we have had limited time versions of spicy McChickens and they always go away because they hate us.
Have they had jalapenos on them?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I'm saying they have that. A creamy Parmesan and bacon quarter pounder with cheese.
That sounds delicious.
Sounds great. He also said $1.50 Canadian dollar is the cost of their large drink. Now, I don't know how the conversion rate's working, but that sounds cheaper than here. Because, like, I know here it's like $1.89 now at most places.
It depends on the place. I think it was $1.79 the other day.
$2 Canadian for a hot fudge sundae, caramel sundae, or triple thick chocolate shake. I don't think we got triple thick chocolate shakes here, do we? Maybe that's just marketing.
What does that mean? Like, you try and suck it in the straw and
that's right.
You just can't get anything
it's
out.
It's just concrete.
Yes.
So, he said all of that and more. Plus, and this to me is a stroke of genius. They have a Happy Meal where you can get hotcakes, their pancakes, in the Happy Meal 24/7.
That is a question that I get from my daughter all the time. Why is there no breakfast Happy Meal?
Makes total,
I cannot answer that.
I don't know either. It makes no sense.
Even if you didn't want to do the full hotcakes, why couldn't you do like little silver dollar hotcakes?
Or put...
And a thing of hash browns and like a syrup dipper.
Yeah, exactly right. I also don't understand why they've never done like a kid-sized McGriddle. Like, why not just put McGriddle patties, like the actual bread of a McGriddle with the syrup in it? Why not make that the kid's pancake? It's got the McDonald's logo on it. It's got syrup dripping out of it. A kid could eat that with no fork and knife necessary.
If only we ran the world.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
All the problems would be fixed.
Canadian McDonald's seems to have it going on, so good job by them.
McDonald's takes advantage of their bread and butter. I've said this for years. We are their number one consumers, we're their number one customers, and they stick us with all the boring options. Bring us some goodies. Thank you.
Yeah.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. This is from the burner phone. No name on this. Is there such a thing as an Ohio State and a Michigan fan? Can one person be a fan of both teams? Says, if you need more context of the question, I will explain. Love you guys and love the show. Thank you. I mean, you sound like you have an answer to the question. I was about to say no. I mean, you can have a mixed household. You can have a Ohio State fan married to a Michigan fan. We've seen that a bunch of times.
Of course.
I think Angela's Cakes, she's an Ohio State fan. Her husband is a Michigan fan.
Okay.
You know, they have just angry sex all the time.
I thought you were going to say
you.
I thought you were going to say dinner conversation. You
whatever.
Look at that.
But no, I don't believe that you can be both things?
No. How? What about if you have kids, right? And one goes to Ohio State, one winds up choosing to go to Michigan.
All right.
Hold on.
We're taking those out of it.
The family situations are out of it.
I think we have to acknowledge, like I was talking with Bodie about this before the show starts. Like, you can be a diehard Ohio State fan. If your kid, let's say, they are offered a scholarship to go to Michigan for some reason, maybe not even for football, just like, I don't know, their engineering school says, we want you to come up here, and they go to Michigan. I'm not saying you have to be a fan of them, but you would like understand that your kid going there is a good decision. I don't think an Ohio State fan would say, under no circumstances would we allow that, right?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm just saying that doesn't make you a fan of Michigan. It just means you're maybe you're telling your kid do what's best for you, but I'm still going to root for Ohio State.
Paul Keels' handkerchief says, my Beamer liquors. You have both worked in radio for a while and work with some interesting people. What are some of the best office/radio pranks you've seen? Or what are some of the weirdest stuff the interns are asked to do? We don't do, first of all, Tegna has a thing with interns where we don't really have them. But when we did have them, we didn't ask them to do things.
No.
We didn't.
I've never liked that because I once was an intern.
Yes, absolutely.
And I did have people who would like pick on you and make you do all kinds of stupid stuff. And I vowed if I ever got a chance to do that, I wouldn't do it.
I mean, the only weird thing I ever had an intern do, remember that time where I couldn't even move because my back hurt so much?
Yes.
I did have an intern wipe my culo because I couldn't move.
I don't know where that is.
Cracky.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was the part
like
of your...
Mark Mangino's interns.
That's right.
I thought maybe that was the part of your tongue with the when you stick your tongue up and you say a little thing that attaches it to the bottom of your mouth.
Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
No.
I don't know where it is.
Weird things that we've seen. I've seen a lot of weird things. I saw, you know, Tony Castricone when he used to work here many years ago. He is now the voice of the Washington Huskies. He had such bad kidney stones. He was passed out in the radio station and paramedics had to come and get him. They had to give him like smelling salts just to get him off the ground because the stone was so compact or impacted, whatever the term is.
Right.
I once, not here, at a previous job, after I quit, I crapped in a bag and I put that in the boss's office. She had like this, her office was like the show Hoarders.
Okay.
Just garbage and CDs and everything. So I pooped in the bag, left it slightly open, and then hid it somewhere in the office. And I'm getting reports from people like weeks later saying she's tearing apart this office. She knows you did something, but she can't find it. When she eventually was fired, they found it.
Oh, wow.
The janitorial staff had to come out and clean out her office, and it was petrified. It was like fossilized poop at that point.
It dried out.
It was years later. Then they used it to make their own little common man. Life finds a way.
There's DNA.
At Jurassic Park.
There's DNA in there. I don't know, man. Like, I will say this is just something that people probably don't know about, but we used to have this at other radio stations I've worked. We don't have it here. The prize closet. I miss the prize closet, man. Did you ever have that at other radio stations where you worked?
Yes. We had a prize closet.
Because if you don't know, the way that worked at other places where I worked, they would say, hey, we're not paying you any money, really. And you're struggling to
go into the prize closet.
But why don't you go in there and pick out a CD or two? And to me, I was like, good deal. Yeah. And then I would just go in there and grab a couple CDs and forget that my paycheck was like a third of the poverty level.
That's what a Michelle Branch CD will do for you, Bone. I can't eat, but I can listen to
Make My Way Downtown.
Yeah, that's right. I got it for free. I felt like I was $1 million at that point. It was great.
Was that Michelle Branch or Vanessa Carlton that you just sang? I always get those two mixed up.
That'd be Branch.
I didn't pick either of those CDs. What I was grabbing was POD, The Fundamental Elements of Southtown.
I got you.
Yeah.
All the news and notes you need as we go on campus. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's a slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70, and expect a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Discover. Time with family, laughs with friends, and cash back? Discover's got you covered on the last one. That's because Discover doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with cash back match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello!
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The kings of local social media.
Twitters and twatters.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Tomorrow is the annual No Sports Allowed show. 3 hours, no sports. Teddy's back tomorrow. Please tune in. If there's one show to listen to all year.
Oh, this is the one.
It's that one.
Is this going to be one of them, Mike?
No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Boatman is in for Ted. Boatman. This ain't one of them.
Yeah. It's telling you. This ain't one of them. 100% right.
He just gave me a thumbs up.
He knows. He knew that coming in here. This wasn't one of them.
I know. Driving into work.
Yeah.
He woke up this morning, put his feet down on the ground. Oh, working with these two? Not one of them.
This ain't one of them.
On campus.
Common Man and T-Bones. On campus. The latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Does it jiggle or shake? Schedule your medical weight loss consultation today at reverse-aesthetics.com.
Found. Well, man, we have reached the era of college athletics, where a quarterback who is planning to play college football this year is being asked if he will return next season.
Oh, that was the tease I didn't pay off on.
Oh, you didn't?
Remember I had it at 420?
What did you say?
How much college football is too much?
Oh, well.
Yeah, all right, we're going to pay off on the tease now.
Pay on it right now.
Sorry, Fish.
Yeah. What do you want? Well, we didn't do it. So now I'm paying it off.
Hey, look what just happened!
Oh! Hey! It's coming home!
Sorry. All right, anyway, go ahead.
Maybe the Brits maybe scored, maybe, in the England-Netherlands game. Anyway, we're on that in a moment. Utah star quarterback Cam Rising is playing this year in his seventh season of college eligibility.
But
for Utah, he is 25 years old this season. However, because of the Department of Justice saying that it is unfair that players had to sit out a year to transfer, as per the old NCAA rules, they have been granted another year of eligibility if that happened during their career. So since Cam Rising transferred early on in his career and sat out a year, now that's been deemed that he should get an extra year. So he could come back in 2025 at the age of 26 and play another year of college football.
Season 8.
But he has said, you know what? 7 years is enough. He said, quote, that's not the plan. While he was at Big 12 Media Days. I forgot what conference they were in for a second. Anyway, so he's obviously been up and down with injuries, but they're looking forward to him having a bounce back year. They hope anyway, but this, he says, will be his last year in college football. And quite honestly, if you can't get the numbers that you want in college football in 7 years, I get it, saying, you know what, the eighth year's not for me. So good for him. Meanwhile, UCF quarterback KJ Jefferson explains a viral photo that he has in his locker. So his locker at now UCF, he previously was the quarterback for Arkansas back in the day. KJ Jefferson has a photo in his UCF locker room or locker of Shedeur Sanders with a quote from Skip Bayless saying, he's not just the best quarterback in the Big 12 conference, but he's the best quarterback in the country. Because Skip Bayless has got to take a hot stance on college quarterbacks. Anyway, KJ Jefferson is a Big 12 quarterback. UCF is in the Big 12. And he said, quote, it just gives you that edge. He has nearly 10,000 total yards in his career before transferring to UCF. So he's saying, I think I'm better than him. I've done more in college than him. So I'd like to have that as some motivation. Let him live. I don't blame him for that. Also, UCLA, they have decided, we've joined the Big Ten. We're now getting that paycheck. They had games scheduled over the next few years, home and homes, with SEC powers Georgia and Auburn. Yeah. Not anymore. Because they said, you know what we'd like to do is take those teams off of our schedule and schedule these teams. Can you remember the last time UCLA played a school such as Cal, or Utah? That's right. They've added former Pac-12 schools that they were in the conference with last year. Well, now they're no longer in that conference, so these qualify as non-conference games. They're playing out of the conference.
Of course they are.
But it will save them a lot of money on air travel and lodging and everything else, because it won't be nearly as bad of a trip for them to go to Cal and Utah. So they're going to do that instead of those games. The Georgia-Auburn games were scheduled in 2025-26 and 27-28. For Auburn, Georgia was the 25-26 games. Those are gone now. Instead, they will play Cal in 26 and 28 in Berkeley and 27 and 29 in Los Angeles. They will also face off at Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City against Utah in 2025. That will be their opener. They will return the trip 2030 is when they'll go there. So, yeah, big stuff there. And did I have something else? Oh, yes. Duke incoming freshman Cooper Flagg. Are you aware of this story?
No.
He is a basketball player.
No.
He is one of he's the number one recruit in the country, I believe. He has been playing on the practice squad, the select team that has been going up against Team USA in preparation for the Olympics. He has been so good. There are videos of him dunking on NBA. Like, again,
nice.
not any NBA players, the best NBA players from the United States that are on the Olympic team. Drew Holiday has been face guarding him, and he's shaking Drew Holiday and getting to the rim, making some beautiful shots, showing off the full arsenal. So they recently had to replace Kawhi Leonard on the team. And the argument has been made, they should have let this guy come on the team. Instead, I believe they went with Derek White from the Celtics is who they got to replace him. But not a bad choice there either. But I'm just saying, this is how good Cooper Flagg has been. He has not played 1 second of college basketball yet. And hey, they're already saying,
opportunity knocks.
This
make
is like
a name for yourself.
But man, that would be like Christian Laettner on steroids, wouldn't it? Laettner at least had played college basketball by the time he got the Dream Team invite.
He was the best college basketball player in the country.
Yeah, Cooper Flagg may end up being that guy this year, but he has not actually stepped on a court yet for Duke, and they already are saying, this guy should be on Team USA. That's how good he's been.
Oh, hello, T-Bone, it's over!
Well,
the lads from England have just beaten the Dutch to move on to the Euro final against the hated Spaniards.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to climb on top of Viggo Mortensen and ride Hidalgo all night long. As you like to say, I'm going to ride him hard and put him away wet.
I believe that's your phrase. Can I ask, will the Chunnel be involved in any of this?
Are you kidding? I don't need to go to the ocean to make water move tonight. Vigo's waterbed will work just fine, thank you.
I like that.
We're going to spring a leak.
I like that he's kept the waterbed after all these years.
Yes, we're taking out the plastic sheets and the gerbils.
Just don't believe him
and
in
Matthew
your pants.
Matthew Pancake is coming over. Oh, my God.
All right. Go, go break into a Rooster's while you're at it, Clay.
Yes. Have a good time there. I want some boneless wings.
I bet you do. Well, I don't think you want. I think you want some bone. Is what
some
I heard.
Bone in.
I was well. That's your word, not mine.
Oops, and my crown just popped off my
is
head.
It? Is it coming home?
Oh, you know it's coming home.
All right.
Go shoot some more tourists with water guns, Spaniards. We're coming for you. Bye bye.
That was one of the dumbest things I've ever
How
heard.
How stupid are they?
They're like, hey, we don't like it that you're coming to our country. We're hitting you with water guns.
All you people that come and spend thousands of dollars in our economy, get out of here. We're Spaniards.
That's such a weird. Man, imagine having so few problems that that's what you're worried about. Too many tourists are coming to our awesome country. That's our issue. Apparently, that's what Spain is saying.
Big 12 says they're back. And we've done a lot of Big 12 today. You know what?
Well, screw that. They got media
I don't want to do it anymore. Instead, it's just more Wild Card Wednesday and drunk, naked Randy Queen.
Huh? Randy. Oh, I thought you said Randy Quaid, and then you went Randy Queen. That's a different guy.
Randy Quaid here. I'm very excited.
What are you excited about?
I'm excited for Trump to take back the White House and that England has moved on to the Euro final.
You enjoy England, do you?
Oh, I love it there.
Okay, good. I didn't
Fantastic.
Know that. It's great. This is not creepy at all.
Yes.
Do you have a strobe light going right now?
Oh.
Now your impressions are like, oh. You start all of them with either,
hey.
You either, oh, or hello. Those are the only, you don't have, that's where you start. You have to start every time.
All right, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Stop and go traffic is causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70, and you'll also hit a 10-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Audible. Not escape the traffic with Audible. Immerse yourself in new worlds, stories, and ideas with an incredible selection of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. There's more to imagine when you listen. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Some fans drink the Kool-Aid. These guys drink the bleach. This is Man and Bone.
All right, I got good news and bad news.
All right, what's the, which one do you want to give me first?
The good news is it's Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah.
The bad news is my computer just took a crap and I can't play any sounds. So.
Yeah. Well, here is a wild card. So tomorrow, Thursday, for those listening, time shifted. Oh, it's, there we go, Bodie. Jumping in at the last minute. I appreciate that. Tomorrow is the non-sports show. We do it once a year. Do it in the summer. We do it when mostly there's just baseball going on because, well, that's how we roll. Ryan has posted in the YouTube chat, said the wife was disappointed in the non-sports show last year. She said they never talk about sports anyway, and no one got tased in the nuts. Very disappointing.
Okay.
For those who don't know, we get hooked up during the show for tomorrow's show only. We get hooked up to a car battery in our genitals, and if ever Panama Ted senses that we are talking about sports, he zaps us. And she says we didn't get zapped last year. Ryan then said, now she listens every day, so I'm sure you don't care because you gained a listener. Oh, we did. And that was the goal the whole time. We sucked you in with the non-sports show, and we kept you listening. Thank you.
I don't have anything.
What do you mean you don't have anything?
I have no working computer here.
Well, I didn't know if you had any thoughts on that.
I'm trying to fix the computer while you're talking.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I was just noticed it was 5:04. Is there any chance we can get Greg in here? No, he's been gone for an hour and a half.
Maybe. Maybe he is working on other projects. You never know.
Okay.
Do you want more wild
cards? Yes, I have nothing else.
Good. This one says, Rick's Steve's sex swing.
Oh, yes.
My dildaroonies.
Thank you, Bodeman.
He said, my fiance and I got engaged in May and are starting to plan and look at venues. What's your best wedding planning advice? Hashtag Wildcard Wednesday.
Here's my best advice to you. Do what you want.
Yep.
Okay? Don't let other people influence your decision. So many people do what other family members want. You feel obligated to do that. This is your day. Do what you want. Now, if it were me, I would have like a picnic and then take all the money that you were going to spend on the wedding and put it towards your future. But if the party is very important to you, that's fine. Just make sure it's the party that you want.
Oh, yeah. You know, one thing that we did, this was because of the fact of where we were in life. My wife and I both enjoyed alcohol and still do. But, and that's okay if you don't, but we did. However, my very religious family, no likey drinky.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at the time that we got married, I was working for a religious radio station where, I'm not kidding you, in my employment contract, I don't even know if this was legal or enforceable, but it said, if you are caught drinking alcohol, that is grounds for termination. When I signed this contract, or whatever it was, I was 19.
Not enforceable.
And very, very churchy. And I didn't drink. So I'm like, well, that's no problem. By the time I got married, it was a few years on. Well, half the people from the station were coming to our wedding. Like, it was one of those situations where you say you're getting married, there's a social pressure that you have to invite people.
Right.
So we looked at our situation and said, well, we can't have alcohol at our wedding. Now, it saved us a bunch of money, to be fair. But we said, we're not going to do alcohol at the wedding. And now looking back on it, I regret that. I would like to have had some alcohol. It was my wedding. But because of other people, we said, no alcohol. And I regret that. So I'm telling you, that's a good bit of advice.
Do what you want and don't get crazy with the money, especially if you're paying for it yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I even think it would be, I don't know why we don't do traditions like this. Again, maybe this goes back to me being cheap, but I don't understand why we can't look to our friends and say, hey, instead of getting me a gift, how about you just show up and then we're going to have some alcohol there. But if you want to bring some alcohol that we can all partake in, bring that as a gift. And then we'll all enjoy the varieties of alcohol. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Make it like a tailgate party. T-Bone here for tailgate weddings. Right next to shotgun weddings, it's tailgate weddings. Let's go.
Text the burner phone. 614-787-3093.
You still don't have a computer?
No.
Is that what's going on? Okay. This one comes from Jimmy, who says, my royal guys, would you ever bring back any past segments that you've done throughout the years? Like, I like it and don't like it.
That's love it, don't love it. And no, not that one.
That one we won't bring back because everybody did exactly what he just did. That's exactly it.
What did we used to do? We haven't done Would You Rather.
Would You Rather we haven't done for a while.
We'll bring that back at some point.
Yeah, we'll bring it back. Trying to think what else. I mean, we did a Bone of Education a little while ago, but we don't need to do
that. Nobody asked for that.
No. We don't need to. I'm saying we don't need to bring that back anytime soon, other than like once in a blue moon. Let's see.
That's a good segment.
What?
Common Man and T-Bone drink blue moon.
Oh, I would like that.
I like a good blue moon.
You know what? I'm not as big of a fan of the wheat beers typically, because where they get me is when we get into the cloves. When you start throwing cloves and banana into those things, I wash my hands of them. But Blue Moon doesn't go that far into it, so I'm okay. But when I get like a craft, you know, wheat beer that is all clovey, I want to vomit. That's one that I cannot do. I'm like, that's like you and Burger King. That's where I'm at with that. This one says, no, we read that one. Pauly Two Shirt says, my gurgitator haters. I don't even know what that means.
I'm a regurgitator hater.
That's true. You are. Have you ever thought about where outer space goes
or ends?
If you think about it, space can never end. It goes in all directions.
Even if
it did end with a wall or something, what's behind it? And behind that, I can't picture a way where it ends ever.
My mind is consumed with what all of this means. And what are we just trying to make sense of something out there that we have no business making sense out of? Like, I'm sure that ants have their theory about what the world is.
Maybe.
It's not right.
Sure.
But they think they probably know
right. What's
going on. Is that us?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, look, a black hole. It's like, you don't know what you're looking at.
Dude, I am just now, I've been listening to a book about Albert Einstein because this just in, stupid. Me. Not
him. I was going to say, Albert Einstein, not him, stupid?
Me.
That's breaking news.
Me, stupid. So I know of Albert Einstein. I know he talked about the theory of relativity. He brought that out to us. He has other stuff that he helped bring to all of science. He is revolutionary. Won a Nobel Prize. But I wanted to learn about him. I wanted to learn about all the stuff he wrote about. And just trying to listen to an author who studied his life and then wrote not science-y words about it.
That's even confusing.
Like, that's confusing. I am saying, but the amount of stuff that he figured out over 100 years ago about the planet, and then for a large portion of his life, he started to doubt some of what he wrote
about. That's what I mean. Did he figure it out or just think that he figured it out?
Well, no, because now, do you know the story about how bird poop proved him right?
Bodie, do you know the story about how bird poop proved Einstein right?
I can't wait to hear it.
Me too. Come on.
There's, you know, E equals MC squared. One of those, I forget which one, is the universal constant that he basically said the universe doesn't make sense unless there's this little constant we have to put in there, but we don't know what it is, but this thing has to be it. And essentially, he, throughout his life, people would try to disprove that, and they said, we don't think you're right. We can't ever find any evidence of this in the universe. We don't think this theory is right. And he said, maybe it's not. And then he died. And then, years later, some scientists were working on a radio antenna where they were trying to, like, do something else, and they kept getting microwave radiation in this antenna that gave them this hum. They could not get rid of it no matter what. And the first thought they had was, it's probably all the bird poop that's on this antenna. So they cleaned it. They did everything they could to this thing. Couldn't get rid of the hum. Years later, it was figured out, oh, that's the constant that Einstein was searching for in his math problem. That's what it was. It was the sound of the universe expanding, and that's essentially what helped him prove his theory right. Years after he's dead, that's how we realized further this guy's a genius. Those guys with the antenna won a Nobel Prize for proving his theory right, accidentally, because they thought bird poop was messing up their antenna.
Thank you, Mr. Science.
I didn't know. That's not in the book. That was not in the book. That's just off the top of the dome right there.
Yeah, right.
That was just up there, baby.
Going back to the original question, yes, I think about it all the time. It consumes my thoughts. What is up there? Why is it? Why is there so much wasted space? Why do we have big balls of fire that seemingly do nothing up there? I don't know. I'll never know. You know, my wife likes to say this, and I wish it was true. Maybe it is. I just don't know that it is. Life is for learning. Death is for knowing. And that's great. As long as you truly do think that there's some knowing at the end of the death.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is how do you know that?
Well, you don't. But
that's right. I know exactly what you're
saying.
I'm
just saying, if I have my wish, then I die and I learn all of these things because I need to know.
You know what? I don't know that I ever do need to know.
I need to know.
I've reached a point now where it's like there are ants that, to your that little analogy you made earlier, ants that live their lives perfectly happy to just live. They do their thing. They enjoy. I want to know everything about my life. Like, how does it work? What are we doing? Like, I like finding out how they get, you know, I don't know, stuff out of the ground. How are they finding, you know, archaeological digs? How does that work? I want to know everything about that stuff.
I want to know all that stuff too.
Right.
I want to know it all.
But when it comes to like, why do we exist? I don't care.
How do you not care?
I don't care.
What's the matter with you?
Because I don't need to have a grand purpose.
I do.
I'm just here. I'm existing. I'm living my life.
I need to have a grand purpose. I need to know what's next.
I don't. Is there
anything next?
I don't think there is.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think there is.
It depends on the day. You ask me.
It actually makes me feel much better to think there's nothing going on.
See, that makes Kristen much happier, too. That terrifies me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I need some sort of subconscious to live on.
But like when I go to the grocery store, it's not because some grand purpose. It's like, I wanted Doritos. That's just like a momentary. And then it's like, what if that's your whole life is just a search for Doritos? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
What if that's your whole life? Just to sit here for 3 hours to talk about this crap. It is our lives.
Someone in the chat said ants don't think. How do you know?
We don't know what
they
think.
What do you mean they don't think?
They think in their own way.
They're digging holes and got little tunnels.
They don't think in the same way that we think. Just like if there are superior beings out there looking at us right now, we are not thinking in the same way that they think.
Exactly right. Like a bird doesn't think the way you and I think. I doubt
it. But they still think. They still have consciousness.
A bald eagle's not sitting there going like, I don't know, that last debate, Biden.
That's
not a thought, but he's thinking, where's the fish?
If you believe some people think plants are conscious on some level.
Sure.
They think.
There's evidence that plants transfer nutrients to sickly ones to help them get better. They
remember droughts, so they'll conserve moisture at certain times of the year.
I just realized, like, Poison Sumac has better health care than I do. That's good. They're like, oh, is one of our members hurting? Let's get them some nutrients, shall we? That's good.
Yeah, but then you have, like, those vines that take over everything. They don't care.
No.
They don't care about the other plants. No. They choke them to death.
Well, that's right. They're parasitic. You're right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's us.
Okay.
What the hell are we doing?
Wild Card Wednesday.
We'll keep doing it
next.
That's
Wild Card Wednesday.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's some slower traffic on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road, and expect a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by rockthecountry.com. What's up, South Carolina? Kid Rock, along with Jason Aldean, are bringing some of their friends to you for 2 days of epic performances and one hell of a good time. They'll see you at Rock the Country. On sale now at rockthecountry.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. T-Bone's going to sell you something.
Well, man, if you were going to get a roof on your house, you could go with the company that, like, maybe just started up a couple weeks ago. You could go with the company that maybe you heard of them, but you don't know if they do any quality work. Or you could go with the company that's been voted the number one roofing company in Columbus by Consumer Choice Awards for 22 years in a row. Who is that company, Bone? Well, I'll tell you. It's Able Roof. They get the job done in one day, 24-hour turnaround on most jobs. Done in a day, good for a lifetime. And a summer promotion right now, no payments, no interest until 2026. Plus, you can save up to $1,000 on a new roof, siding, and windows. Don't put off getting a new roof any longer. Call Able Roof today, 614-444-ROOF. You probably already knew the number, 614-444-ROOF.
You know, this story is something obviously we talk about because it's newsworthy, but I don't feel like we talk about it enough, and I'm excited to watch the 30 for 30 about it. Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco. Has been formally charged with sexual abuse and sexual exploitation against a minor in the Dominican Republic. So here's the deal. This dude played 70 games in Major League Baseball. 70. He then signed an 11-year, $182 million contract. The Rays have done this in the past. They are banking on someone being great and then signing them to a deal that, well, for a lot of money, $182 million, if he turns out to be great, will be far below market value, but a team like the Rays can hold on to him for 11 years. So they gambled and said $182 million to this guy. He was posting photos on his Instagram, him and a girl who he apparently was intimate with. People did some digging, as they do, on the gram and found out this girl was 14 years old. Okay. So he was sent away. He was put on leave by Major League Baseball. The Dominican authorities started to investigate him, and they found out that, like, he was in league with the girl's mother and that he was essentially paying the mother to have a relationship with the 14-year-old girl. And now he has officially been charged in the Dominican. This is a huge, this guy was going to be, at least in theory, a superstar.
Oh, we did shows, not shows, but we did segments talking about how his rookie cards, like his first ever card that had like him in a Rays uniform, that was like the first one, was, I don't know if it was like a numbered card. There were some of his sold for over $100,000. Just the baseball cards for this guy when he hadn't even made his debut, and they were selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
They may do that now just for a completely different reason.
Well, what I'm saying is that's how much this was thought of as, not only is he going to be a star, he's going to be perhaps the biggest star in Major League Baseball, was the thinking, at least from some people. And we know those predictions don't always pan out, but usually that's because a guy doesn't know how to hit at the Major League level, or after a couple years, everyone figures him out, or he picks up injuries, or a million other reasons. Not usually on the bingo card is player is not going to be able to probably ever play in Major League Baseball again due to sex trafficking allegations. That's just, no one had that coming. No one had that on the bingo card.
You're never going to see this guy again. It is a horrible / fantastic story. Fantastic meaning
horrible.
Like you couldn't even write it.
No, it's terrible. This is awful. Like I just he has not played a game obviously since August of last year when this story
he will never play.
No,
game
and
again.
You will. They said that they extended his administrative leave through July 14th. Well, go ahead and extend it again because he's going to continue to be on administrative leave, and eventually they're going to wipe that contract.
No,
off
he's
the books.
Not. He's not getting any of this money.
No. No way.
The Rays will be off the hook from that standpoint, but just the embarrassment of this is ridiculous. And just, you know, from his standpoint, obviously he's a gross human, and I hope he's punished, but in his mind, for the rest of his life, he's probably going to be saying to himself, I gave all of this up. My opportunity at stardom. The one thing that I wanted to do. Because I needed to get with a 14-year-old.
Well, I'm guessing, dude, there's so much to unpack there, but I'm just going to say in short, like, your brain isn't, you're not wired up correctly if that's what you're doing anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that this is something that will happen necessarily, but I would guess that Major League Baseball, because they're doing their own investigation, and I found it interesting in the articles, they said their investigation is not expected to wrap up until, like, the federal investigation of this guy is wrapped up, which is weird, I guess, because how would either side know when who's going to wrap up first? I don't know. But I wonder if they're not going to also, at least Major League Baseball should, do their due diligence and make sure that all the communications around the Rays, they should just double check to make sure there's not some kind of email sitting there saying, hey, is anybody worried about this guy that we're about to sign to $100+ million contract? Have you seen the girlfriend? We're not sure about this. This is a little odd, don't you think? And if that was pushed down and said, what are you talking about? You know, that might not be good for the Rays if there was any way that it was seen that they might have known about some of this and covered it up. I'm not saying that is the case. In fact, I would highly doubt it is. But Major League Baseball should investigate every angle of this.
What you're saying is that the Tampa Bay Rays acted as pseudo-pimps.
I did not say any of that at all.
To the child sex slave underworld with their players.
No, I am saying Major League Baseball should investigate every angle of this so that years later, a new thing doesn't come out saying, by the way, the Rays actually had a guy on staff who was paid by the Rays to keep this all under wraps.
You're also saying the most famous Rays fan, Dick Vitale, who is currently undergoing more cancer treatment, was involved in this pimping.
Did I say that? I don't think I did. I gotta go back and listen to the tape. I don't think that's what I said. I feel like I didn't say that.
And actually, this news, never mind.
And in fact, if you bought his baseball card, guilty of child trafficking. Is that also what you want to throw in there? Fine.
Yes.
Okay. That's
The Schmitz Cardale Jones Celebrity Softball Game is coming. Why picnic when you can Schmitnick? It's presented by Monogram Homes. Goes down Saturday, July 20th at 6:30 p.m. at Huntington Park. Current Ohio State football players go up against former Ohio State players. Cardale is your captain for the Geezers, and Emeka Buka is your captain for the current players. Tickets are just $10 and are available today at BuckeyeCruise.com. Give me a number, Bone.
Let's go with 12.
Call number 12 right now. That seems to be the popular number.
I don't know why.
614-821-9710 gets a family four-pack of tickets to the Cardale Jones charity softball game.
By the way, a little bit of breaking news that just popped in here.
What?
This has been expected to happen for a while, but now it is officially looking like it's starting to happen. Doug McIntyre, who is a journalist for Fox Sports, who covers soccer, says sources, Greg Berhalter out as U.S. men's national team head coach following the Copa America group stage exit. Just if you're not a soccer fan, just know U.S. soccer fans for like 2 weeks have been wondering, when are they going to fire this guy? And apparently now is the answer. They finally have done this.
Okay.
A joke.
All right.
What a joke.
All right. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You'll find a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road, and you'll run into another slowdown because of a crash on the right shoulder of southbound 315 at King Avenue. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Pierre's Ice Cream ingredients inspection. Line up. Cream to the right, chocolate chunks left. Caramel looking smooth. Every cookie, berry, chip, and chunk earns its place in Pierre's Ice Cream. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bones. Name dropping. With the biggest name dropper of them all, Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
Did we just edit that out?
Huh? What happened?
Didn't it used to say the CBJ's Jeff Rimmer?
Oh.
Now it just says Jeff Rimmer.
Wow.
Now, full disclosure, I did not edit that.
Oh, it must have.
I don't know who did.
But the Blue Jackets.
Okay.
They got in here. Bob McKelvey came in and edited it. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's right.
Jeff Rimmer is just a guy now. Hello, Rims.
I'll always be a Blue Jacket, gentlemen, whether or not it appears on that intro or not.
How you doing? All right?
I'm feeling good. Thank you.
All right. I just want to make sure. Since we spoke to you last, the Blue Jackets have announced a new play-by-play voice. Actually, did you talk to him about this last week?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
okay.
talked about it.
I forgot.
That's
I didn't
fine.
Talk to you
but
last week.
You can
week.
Ask him questions. That's fine.
Do you know Mirzi?
Very well. Very well. We had a long conversation the day it was announced, and he's very excited, and I think it's going to be an opportunity for him here over the next several years to become a staple in Columbus and Central Ohio, and I look forward to listening to him and spending some time with him when I come up from time to time to visit.
You either your cell phone connection is bad or you're drunk. Which one would you like to be?
Well, you take it for what it's worth. It must be the cell phone exchange here. Maybe I should walk outside. I'm just sitting here in my my office, if you will, in my man cave. Is it still bad or what?
I don't know.
It's a little better now, I think. It's starting to sound a little bit like we were about to drop. But
well, that's
I think
the thing
good.
Is I never know, you know, when you start slurring your words, if it's just age taking its toll or if the cell phone reception
there's no
is bad.
Problem. There's no problem with my age. In fact, I'm 20 years younger now after my 100,000-mile check. So I'm ready to go.
You're also 20 years younger than anyone currently running for president. But go ahead. That's great. I'm happy for you on that.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer here on The Fan. So the news today is that the Jackets identified Todd McClellan as their next head coach. They could not work out a contract. Now, there are differing reports as to why. Some people say it's because there was a money issue or compensation issue. Some people say there were philosophical differences is what I'm trying to say. Give us your spin on this whole thing.
Well, it was relatively news to me earlier on today because I was always impressed that something was going to be worked out here and there might have been a press conference at some point this week. You never want to say never. Obviously, one of the caveats is that he's still under contract to the Los Angeles Kings. So not only did they have to work out a deal beyond this year with Todd McClellan, but at the same time, compensation has to be worked out with the Los Angeles Kings, having still 1 year left on the deal. So you never say never. Could not be necessarily over until it's over and the Jackets hire someone else. But it'll be an interesting situation here to watch.
Well, Rims, that's what I was kind of wondering. How much of this do you think is actually posturing? I'm guessing when Portsline, you know, tweeted that out, my guess is the source is probably an agent. And I saw Brian Hedger posted something that seemed a little more favorable to the Jackets. I'm guessing a source from inside the organization leaked that to him. You don't have to confirm any of that, but does it sound like maybe this could be a late stage part of negotiation, or do you think this is truly just dead in the water and this is all over?
No, as I said a couple of times here, I still think it could be part of negotiation and they could still work things out. He obviously was a choice that the organization wanted, so until they name Todd or someone else, I still think it's a matter of interpretation and see where things go here.
All right, so they identified him. They wanted him to be the coach. If it doesn't work out for whatever reason, who do you think is second on that list? We've heard a couple different names. I want to hear your name.
I don't have anybody second because, for me, that's the guy that they zeroed in on. And until such times as they name another coach, I'm not ready to look at a second choice. Well, how's that?
That's a pretty strong endorsement.
Strong. I like it.
Let me ask you this, because one of the reports out there is that they had those philosophical differences. The differences being rebuilding. McClellan felt like it might take a couple of years. Apparently Jackets brass felt like, no, this should be a little bit quicker of a turnaround. Who do you think, if that is truly the way that shook out, who do you think is more correct in their assessment? Do you think it is wise of a new incoming coach to say, yeah, I mean, I think I got a couple year rebuild here? Or do you think the Jackets are a little too optimistic? Where do you come down on that?
Well, for number one, it's just sources saying. So who knows where the real truth is here? I would think if they could come to contractual terms, the other is a moot point. I'm not going to get hung up on who says how long this rebuild is going to take. There's no question. They've got to take a long look at where they want to be. This is an organization, and I've said this several times on this show, that want to build this team so it's not one and done, once in the playoffs and then on the sidelines for another 3 or 4 years. They want to do it the right way. They want to be a playoff team every season. They want a playoff team that can be built to go a long way. And for me, that's where I would hope and I would think that both sides feel, both the Blue Jackets, management, and, of course, Todd McClellan or whoever's coaching this team. You're building this team for the future. Can they be a playoff team next year? Yeah. If they get better goaltending, I think the defense will be improved. I think signing Sean Monahan is a great addition. I think Jack Johnson will help with the younger defenseman. He's just a terrific person, and he's a Stanley Cup winner, and he comes into the room.
So you think this is purely contractual? This is a compensation. This is not philosophical difference. So repeat after me. Repeat after me. Brian Hedger is full of crap. I've said this many times, but I'd like to hear you say it.
I'm not going to say it. I don't know. I'm on the outside on this one.
I don't believe you for a second.
Oh,
you're already giving me never say never, which means they're going to circle back and work something out, right?
No, I would hope that's the case. And until someone else is named coach, then Todd's not getting a job anywhere else. If he wants to sit right on the sidelines, that's up to him.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
As I always do, absolutely. And was on the phone earlier on today with Kevin King, the general manager of Buyers Imports by the Airport. And as I said last week, and it is well worth repeating, the Polestar 2, $299 for a $60,000 car. That's $299 a month. And there's been a terrific run on those Polestar 2s, but let me tell you, they still have a great selection of colors and options. You want to head to Buyers Imports by the Airport. We talk about service. It's been expanded at each of the dealerships, the Subarus, the Volkswagens, the Porsches, all there and all ready to service whatever your car needs are. Buyers Imports by the Airport.
All right, Rims, let's do some name dropping. What do you got?
Well, you guys will appreciate this, or certainly T-Bone will. I got invited. I can't fly yet after the neck surgery, but I got invited to fly to New Jersey last night to watch Messi play against my, the land that I was born in, Canada. And, of course, Messi scores, and Canada, I watched the game. Canada lose 2-0 after a couple of impressive performances earlier on in the Copa America. And, hey, my buddy who invited me, I'm hoping is going to, he's got season tickets here to watch Messi play for Inter Miami. So hopefully I'll get a chance, and apparently he's got some cachet and knows the right people, so maybe I can get an opportunity to finally meet Messi here the next little while.
So I'm trying to figure out what's the name that you're dropping, the random guy who invited you or the guy you've seen on TV, Lionel Messi?
Yeah, he's dropping Lionel Messi's name.
I do have a great friend to wish a happy birthday to, if that's possible. Guy that I got very close to and actually talked to earlier today, his 70th birthday, the Hall of Famer, Andre the Hawk Dawson, the former Expo that I spent many a night with on the road, as the Expos in those early 80s were contending teams each and every year. And, of course, went on to play for the Chicago Cubs and eventually found himself in the Hall of Fame. The Hawk is really just a terrific person and one of the many Expos that I got very, very close to in my days.
You talked to Andre Dawson today?
Yes, wish him a happy birthday.
Why are you burying that lead?
That's the name drop.
He's a Hall of Famer, not the guy who offered you tickets to the soccer game.
Yeah, I'd much rather hear that story.
Wait a second. I saved the best for last.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I wish we did.
All right. I saved the best. It was like a couple of weeks ago. You asked me about Willie Mays. Did I ever hang out with Willie Mays. I never hung out with him, but I was at Willie Mays Hall of Fame a year that Gary Carter and Eddie Murray, two fine Hall of Famers, went in to Cooperstown. And yeah, I got a chance to meet him, but it wasn't like we're best buddies. When I have best buddies, I'm going to tell you these guys are best buddies. But if they're just acquaintances, I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, hey, by the way, Rims, if you are cleared to fly for the MLS All-Star Game in a couple weeks, here at the station, I know we've got connections. If you want to get to that All-Star Game, I don't know if Messi will be there or not. I have no inside knowledge. But if he is, and you want to go, and you're up here, we'll find a way to get you in there. I can't guarantee you'll meet him, but we could probably swing it so you could get into that game if you want to. I'll pull all the strings I have.
I'll take that under advisement because I just got another checkup with my orthopedic surgeon. And he gave me really bad news, and that is I can't play golf for 6 months.
Oh,
and everybody
man.
Says, hey, how about retirement? And Rimsey out there on the golf course working on your game. Well, I can't. Can't work on my game. I've got a lot of invitations to play, but I'm 6 months out from, well, hitting the golf ball.
Yeah. That's a shame. All right, Rimmer, thank you.
Hey, always a pleasure. Look forward to next week.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's slow traffic on eastbound 670 between 315 and 71 and a 20-minute delay due to an accident blocking the right lane on southbound 71 on the north side at 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. When it comes to your health and well-being, Medical Mutual is your hometown health insurer right here in the heart of it all. To learn more about individual, Medicare, and employer plans, visit MedMutual.com. Medical Mutual, dedicated to the health and well-being of Ohioans for more than 90 years. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hull.
Happy Wild Card Wednesday, you guys.
Before we give away our prize, I have to tell you that the place that Bone and I do all our banging is Hollywood Casino Columbus and their 12,000 square foot sportsbook. What a day to go to the sportsbook today.
Oh,
I mean, you had Euro action with England knocking off the Dutch, right?
Yeah, you did.
Put some ducats on that and then just made love to the queen because she was there.
She was?
In spirit.
Okay.
There's a lot of women there who look like the queen.
Don't.
Short, old.
Gray. White hair. Yeah.
You know?
Don't attempt to make love to them, just to be clear.
Little cocker spaniels in their purse.
If they approach you and if they ask you to make love with them, then proceed.
I'll make love to you like you want me to.
Hold you tight, baby.
All through the night.
Yeah. Boys to men.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Mike, I have a prize to give away for Wild Card Wednesday, and I'm going to give it to
what?
Twitter handle Bob Capace from Worthington Jewelers. It is not him, but I like the handle, who said, my rubber bands. If you could remove one state from the United States of America, which would it be and why? Hashtag GTH.
Alabama.
Before we answer the question, he's going to get a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer. Unless it turns out he actually is Bob Capace from Worthington Jewelers, then he's probably not eligible to win.
I know a lot of you are going to be like, hey, Michigan! Rah!
No.
Let's take that out of it.
Also, have you been to Michigan?
Yeah, it's very
really
it's,
nice.
It's nice. There are nice parts of Michigan.
I'm not saying
there's
all
other
of
parts
it.
That are not so nice, just like every place. But
yeah.
If I could remove a state, it'd be somewhere in the South.
Okay.
I would just remove the entire South, but
just the whole South.
Let's pick the biggest state.
Texas, and then all the way on over.
I was going to say, let's take the biggest state in the South. I'm going to get rid of Texas.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
That's a good one.
I'm actually with you because they're called, they're so often are they like, well, you never know. Might go back to when we were a republic, Texas.
Go ahead.
And it's like, go ahead.
Take it.
Leave.
Enjoy it. See how that goes for you, Texas. Have fun with your failing power grid.
I realize we can't grow any crops.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, there would be a mass exodus of people out of Texas if that ever happened. Like, Austin, Texas would be a ghost town.
Maybe then the Dallas Cowboys could win in a professional football league.
It would be their own.
But just CJ Stroud and the Texans would probably get them.
Actually, you're right.
Beat their ass.
I did see that
world champions of Texas.
You know, Houston had some problems with the hurricane.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw the roof. What do they call that place? Allegiant?
Reliant.
Reliant?
Allegiance Vegas, right?
I don't know.
Whoever the Texans play,
the roof has been damaged.
Mm.
They have to repair the roof.
I mean, that's what, a $17 million bill? What is that? You know, I mean, fixing a roof like that.
Do you happen to know anyone who could repair that roof for them?
You know what? I'd say they should call Abel.
Look at you.
444 roof.
That's like what Rimmer.
I would say.
You're like Rimmer.
The Back Page.
The Back Page.
With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, apparently we are all supposed to mourn the loss of the swimsuit. Why? Well, Sydney Sweeney. She has 20.6 million Instagram followers and will continue to improve those numbers if she continues to post pictures of herself in a bathing suit. However, sad news, apparently, she did not wear a tiny micro bikini, which apparently the website Hello Magazine says she should be wearing. Instead, she's wearing a very tasteful one-piece white and blue striped swimsuit, and I gotta tell you,
this is what our problem is today.
I gotta tell you, if that is the death of hot swimsuits, then oh well, I'll attend the funeral because she's doing great. I know she's not doing that for me. I'm just telling you, if this is apparently a problem, it's like, oh no, Sydney Sweeney doesn't wear bikinis anymore.
Okie dokie, she doesn't? Or did she just pick that one for that particular day and she's going to go right back to wearing a bikini the next time?
I'm telling you, this is as hot or hotter.
I'm on the gram quite a bit. Swimsuits are just fine. They're just fine.
You know what? There's actually a lot less than swimsuits in 2024.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's hardly anything.
Yes.
If anything, swimsuits too stifling.
Swimsuits too much.
Yes.
How can I squeeze into this thing?
Also, there's a picture of Sydney Sweeney here wearing a dress, like a tube top dress combo, skirt combo,
mm-hmm.
where she's showing off, you know, midriff and everything else. And she's, again, if you were worried that she's doing good, bad, or otherwise, she's doing A-okay. She's great.
Timmy, who's with you tonight?
Devere Day Wednesday.
Devere
showing
Posey.
Midriff. Where'd that term come from? Midriff.
You know what? I don't know. I do know the term
midriff.
Yeah. I know the term bikini actually came after, this is real, after they tested nuclear weapons at the Bikini Atoll, some island. The guy who designed bikinis was like, you know what? I'm calling them that because that's a fun name. And that's where he came up with the name for bikinis because there were nuclear tests going on. And he said, that's a good name.
That could be a total lie, but I'm going to choose to believe it.
It's true. It's 100% true.
Buckeye Show with Timmy and Devere coming up next. Tomorrow, no sports allowed. 3 hours. Join us 3 in the P. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing a 10-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side at 11th Avenue. It's stop and go from North Broadway. And also watch out for an accident on both shoulders of eastbound 670 before Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Savings vary. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with CARE. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. And I'm Jacob Reimer. The Guardians are up in Detroit tonight for the third game of their four-game series against the Tigers. After taking last night's game in extra innings, the Guards will send out Tanner Bibee to the mound. He will face Reese Olsen for the Tigers. They get things started in Detroit at 6:40. The Reds will look for the series win against the Rockies tonight in the third game of their four-game set in Cincinnati. Frankie Montas is on the bump for the Redlegs, and Kyle Freeland will throw for the Rockies. First pitch from Great American Ballpark is at 7:10. In the semifinals of the Euros, England beat Netherlands 2-1 thanks to a goal from Ollie Watkins in the 90th minute. England will now take on Spain in the championship. And Kawhi Leonard has withdrawn from Team USA for the Paris Olympics and will be replaced by Derek White. The USA Basketball Showcase gets going tonight in Las Vegas, where Team USA will take on Canada. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's a sports destination.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
And finally, the Associate Athletics Director, the Associate Athletics Communications Director at Notre Dame is that person named Smacker or Whacker?
Smacker Miles!
Well, is it?
Is it Smacker Miles?
No! It's Dan Whacker, you idiot! Smacker Miles is just, I don't know what she's doing now. I have no idea.
Smacker Miles, I hardly know her.
Smacker Whacker.
Hi, everybody. Jim Donovan here with Smacker Miles.
If I ever do, now I can't apply to any Notre Dame credential things because Dan Whacker is not going to approve it. I guarantee you I won't get approved.
Dan Whacker.
Oh, don't let Adnan Virk ever get a hold
of
Whacker.
Smacker Miles and Dan Whacker. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. I hope Smacker's doing well.
What if she married Mr. Whacker?
She'd be Smacker Whacker.
Smacker Whacker. That needs to happen.
Oh, Smacker Whacker.
Come on, Dan Whacker. Call her up. What's she doing, Smacker?
Smacker Whacker. Ah, so stupid.
I hope Notre Dame and LSU are scheduled to play at some time. I know he's not there anymore, but I just want a Smacker Whacker t-shirt. Oh, that wedding. I would go. I would go to that wedding. Please invite me if you ever hook up, Smacker and Whacker. Please do it. you may have taken a year off my life by just pointing that out because I about died just now. Thank you.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends because they pay us. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.